In recent months, more than a million people, most of them young, have protested against a new economic order called globalization. This represents one of the greatest popular movements since the 1960s. Surely never before has the human race enjoyed such amazing capacity to create wealth and reduce poverty. Yet never before has the gulf between rich and poor been so vast and inequality so widespread. The facts of globalization are revealing. A small group of powerful individuals are now richer than most of the population of Africa. Just 200 giant corporations dominate a quarter of the world's economic activity. General Motors is now bigger than Denmark. Ford is bigger than South Africa. Unseen by shoppers in the high street, the famous brands of almost everything from running shoes to baby clothes are now made in very poor countries with cheap labor, at times bordering on a form of slave labor. Tiger Woods, the golfer, is paid more money to promote Nike than most of the entire workforce actually making Nike products here in Indonesia. Is this the global village we are told is our future? Or is it merely an old project that used to be run by the divine right of kings and is now run by the divine right of multinational corporations and by the financial institutions and governments that back them? This film is about these new rulers of the world and especially their impact on one country, Indonesia.